for the long term. He says it'll make it hard to build future projects. Rishi Sunak used his Tory conference speech to claim hundreds of transport projects will be funded instead, but Labour's Pat McFadden says he's heard some of them before.
For example, Northern Powerhouse Rail has been in the last three Conservative manifestos. The question really is, why should we believe the Tories again on promising projects for the north of England?
The PM's conference speech also included a plan to phase out smoking by raising the legal age for buying cigarettes every year. Cancer charities are calling it a critical step. Elsewhere, police are investigating reports of sexual offences after an inquiry found a teenage soldier killed herself after months of harassment. Royal Artillery gunner Jaisley Beck received thousands of messages from her immediate superior in just 2 months before she was found dead in Wiltshire in 2021. Metro Bank is trying to raise hundreds of millions of pounds to shore up its balance sheet. The lender is understood to have drafted in Morgan Stanley to help. Sport: the 2030 World Cup will take place across six countries and three continents. Spain, Portugal and Morocco will stage most of the tournament, but it'll start in South America to celebrate 100 years of the competition, with Uruguay, Argentina and Paraguay hosting a match each. FIFA president Gianni Infantino says the choice of Uruguay is significant.
The first of these three matches will of course be played at the stadium where it all began, in Montevideo's mythical Estadio Centenario, precisely to celebrate the centenary edition of the FIFA World Cup.
And Newcastle are just kicking off their first home Champions League game in two decades against French giants Paris Saint-Germain. Celtic are at home to Italian side Lazio. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
kicking off tonight's show, Green Day and Holiday, because September ended and, well, someone somewhere must have woken him up by now. You are listening to Phoenix 98FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to George O'Hanlon for the last couple of hours. He is back at 6pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Joining me tonight will be Dead Red Jets. They'll be doing a live session for us. Very much looking forward to having them in. And we'll have the gig guide and a round of Chill with Nick as well. And plenty of great music for you. Next up, this is Psychedelic Furs.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Could you blame me for that weak again?
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was the psychedelic version Love My Way. I recently heard that on someone's Instagram reel. Been meaning to play it for ages, finally got round to it. Other social networks are available, and some, of course, better than others. Crashing on, you just heard Read the Room and Jade. They've just released a video for that track, and they've also got another new single coming out very soon. We should be able to play it to you on next week's show. So, yes, a lot more coming up from Read the Room. Next up here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, this is brand new from Sophia Galani. Brand new from Sophia Galani here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, a previous guest on the show. That is brand new from her, entitled Bleed. Looking forward to hearing more from her soon. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you've got a question for Dead Red Jets, if you want to recommend us some music, if you want to recommend us a gig coming up that you are playing, promoting, or just going to, any questions about the music or any other reason that you might want to get in touch, we'll do shout outs if you like. Radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. You can find us on X or Twitter at Phoenix FM. We're at Phoenix 98 FM on most of the other socials, and I am at Nickfield Media on all the socials as well. And what else can you do? There's a Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/Curveball Radio, where you can leave us a like, hint, hint, and send us a message as well. Next up, this is new from Nick Cody and lots of his friends. ¶¶
go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it. But listen carefully to that sound. Have your loneliness like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had, what you lost, what you had, what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. They say women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You'll know.
Nothing can wake you up.
Phoenix FM.
Tell the world you're alright. Tell the world you sleep tight. And nothing, nothing can wake you up. And nothing can wake you. And nothing can wake you. And nothing can wake you. Wake you up. and nothing can wake you, and nothing can wake you, and nothing can wake you, wake you up. Tight and nothing, nothing can wake you up.
Two tracks in a row here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. Stay tuned as Dead Red Jets will be joining us in the studio very shortly. So, what did you just hear? Well, first up, it was Nick Cody with Towse and Corwin Zeckley and Harry Orme covering Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. It's from an album of theirs which has just been released. Thanks to Nick for sending me that earlier on this week or end of last week. Either way, the album is called Covering These Tracks. It's a selection of different cover versions, and it's out now, and they're already working on a volume two. So, good luck to them with that. And the track you just heard was last week's guest, Tim Evely, and the track that kicks off his album, entitled A Record, entitled Overture, and you can listen back to that interview on the Kerbals page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/Kerbals. On the subject of guests and stuff, I'm going to be joined in the studio by, as promised, Dead Red Jets very shortly. First up, though, let's reacquaint ourselves with their track Water Into Wine, and that is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay, and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
That's Dead Red Jets here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track of theirs entitled Water Into Wine. And two of Dead Red Jets join me in the studio now. Good evening, gents.
Hello.
Good evening.
How the devil are both of you tonight?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to Phoenix FM. Possibly back to Phoenix FM. We'll explain that in a moment. But first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Yeah, I'm Andy. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Ray, play drums.
And we would have Jamie, but he got stuck in the Blackwell Tunnel. He plays bass, so he had to go.
Hopefully we'll get him out soon or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody save him.
Yeah.
Righto. What does Jamie do in the band?
He's bass player.
Righto. There we go. So, well, this is your Curveballs debut, but you've been on the show in like you've been on like the station in various forms before, so I understand.
Yeah, yeah. We used to be in a band called we were a band called The Everglows, and it's basically the same band, but we just do different music. So we thought that that had kind of run its course, so we're doing something a bit more different.
Mm. Yeah. Lockdown and COVID really that changed it, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we did. We were kind of experimenting with doing this kind of style of music before lockdown, and then through lockdown, we kind of just completely changed it to this band instead of the other. So, yeah, coming out of lockdown, we were just Dead Red Jets.
So we went from sort of mod indie band to rock and roll, really.
Yeah, 50s garage rock and roll, yeah.
That's quite a transformation.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to? Oh, I won't bore you with it too long. But
there's a story we want to hear.
There was a track that I picked tonight. Maybe if you got it or not, called Bad Boy, which was off the Backbeat movie soundtrack. The Backbeat movie's about the Beatles in Hamburg, and
before they get famous,
so they're just kind of really, really rough around the edges, and that kind of like real rebel yell type thing. And I said, we should maybe do some of these covers in the band. And like, maybe we can earn a few quid and we can make an album for the Everglows. And then after about 6 months, I'm like, forget the Everglows, let's just do this.
Mm. So you started writing songs, didn't you?
Yeah, and started writing songs to go with it. And from that, the guitarist was like, well, this isn't my cup of tea. So we became a three-piece and there we are.
Righto. And where does the name Dead Red Jets come from? Because neither of you are dead. Neither of you are red. There's some red on your top, but... that's the story.
We're not jets either.
No.
I think the idea was that kind of Cold War is the jets and red. And I thought dead sounded good. We thought dead would sound good because it's sort of... Dead's a bit like, you know, it's like a bit of attitude, isn't it?
Yeah, and Jets, like, because it's got that kind of 50s revival, yeah. We were like, yeah, the Jets.
So those three words seem to go well together.
Yeah, and then you Google it, and with any new band name, you have to put it into Facebook, band. So Dead Red Jets band. Oh, no one's nicked that one, so that's where it came from.
Another reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And there we have it. Well, we've talked a bit about your sound so far, so maybe we should hear a bit more of it. Do you want to do a track for us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Which track are we going to hear first?
Should we do Werewolf first?
Yeah.
Yeah? This one's called I Used to Be a Werewolf, But I'm All Right Now.
One, two, three, four.
Woo! The sound of Dead Red Jets here on Curples on Phoenix FM. Sing about how they used to be a werewolf, but they're all right. No! In true dad joke style.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So, who would you describe as being your main, like, musical influences? So you mentioned the Beatles movie Backbeat. We will be playing that track next.
Brilliant.
But kind of like this sort of like 50s sound, who else influenced you?
Well, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones with you, massively, yeah. If you know, they're not massively well-known band, but, oh my God, the music's just electric. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Who else would you say?
Well, it's a lot of bands. Gallon Drunk, The Cramps.
Stooges.
Stooges, yeah. The Mighty Caesars, we like anything that's got that sort of, I suppose, underproduced, sort of trashy, open sort of sound from that weird period where the 60s turned into the 50s and, sorry, the 50s turned into the 60s, I should say. And that sort of period where it was kind of, it wasn't quite beaty, was it?
No. It was still rock and roll before it got too Beatleized, I suppose, and the landscape changed a little bit. Yeah.
Righto, fair enough. Well, we are going to get kind of Beatleized now. I mean, I was looking this up. The band who performed this track on the Backbeat soundtrack.
Yeah, some incredible nights.
It's quite something, isn't it? Including Dave Grohl on drums. He was still in Nirvana at this point, listeners. This is how far we're going back. But it's got kind of like Dave Perner from Soul Asylum. I think he's on vocals.
Yeah.
And there's a few others as well.
There's the lead singer from Afghan Whigs was on it.
Uh-huh.
And the bass player from R.E.M. His name escapes me. The bass player from R.E.M. was on it as well.
That's how everyone knows him anyway.
Yeah. yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah, I think anyone in REM who isn't Michael Stipe tends to find that. If you're listening, I'm really sorry, matey. Here's the track.
Well, the words are still
Backbeat band is what they might as well call themselves, and that track was entitled "Bad Boy" from the Backbeat film. And we were talking about the musicians on that track, and his name is Mike Mills, the bass player in REM. I'm glad we sorted that out. Dave Perner from Soul Asylum, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters at the time, Nirvana, Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
And was there another one as well? Have we missed
the
one?
Guy from Afghan Wigs?
The guy from Afghan Wigs. Can't remember his name. Tell you what, let's look that up as well. This is live radio for you people.
I think his name might be Dave as well. Dave from Afghan Wigs.
It's not Alf. Alf from Afghan Wigs. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes. Greg? No, which one?
I don't know.
Right. None of them are called Dave. There's one called Greg, one called John, mind you, Dave Rosser is a past member. This is live radio for you people. We're randomly talking about the Afghan Wigs. Lots of people here don't even know who they are.
No.
I actually saw the Afghan Wigs at Latitude Festival I think last year, and they were really good.
All right.
So, cool. Yes.
It's not a hairpiece for your dog.
No, it's not. It's not spelt that way anyway.
Oh, okay.
No, it's spelt WHIGS. So, I thought they were called Afghan Wigs for years, and then I found out otherwise. The other voices that you are hearing, besides me, are from the band Dead Red Jets. They're going to do another track for us in session in a minute. They weren't aware of that.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Andy has hastily got his guitar back. What track are you going to do for us next?
Should we do this one's called Holy Woman?
Sounds good to me. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Holy woman, won't you step and slide with me? Holy woman, won't you step in time to the beat? Never ever seen a girl like that. She makes you wanna go to hell and back. Holy woman, won't you step and slide with me?
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dead Red Jets here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled
Holy Woman.
Holy Woman. During that, I looked it up, and I can officially confirm that the member of Afghan Whigs who was on the Backbeat album was Greg Dulli. And also there was Don Fleming from Gumball. I'm not very familiar with Gumball. And Henry Rollins sang on a track as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah. I hope you are all thoroughly educated by that, listeners. And yes, you can go look up the Backbeat movie now and know and the soundtrack if you can find it. It's on YouTube. So, when it comes to bringing your sound to the masses, have you had the chance to get out and do much playing live recently?
Well, we are playing, not this Saturday, next Saturday, the 14th of October.
Excellent.
At the Spice of Life in Soho. Mm-hmm. So, there's a band called Jojo and the Teeth that are on a tour, and we're kind of opening for them. And then we're playing at the Temple of Arts and Music in Canary Wharf on the 5th of November. So that's a free gig. So if anybody wants to come down to Canary Wharf Sunday night, all the details of those sort of gigs will be on our Facebook page or the Twitter page.
Righto. Well, I hope on the back of this, of what we've heard so far, everyone is thoroughly tempted.
I hope so, yeah.
Yes. Let's listen to the next musical selection, which is a bit of the Rolling Stones and Live With Me. So tell us about your memories of this track.
This is Jamie's track.
Did you have many memories of it?
Do you know what? I've always been more of a Beatles man than a Stones man, and I had to look it up on YouTube, but I thought it was a very good track, actually.
Yeah, similar. So, I like it. Good track.
Yeah. That period of the Stones was very good.
Yeah.
And here it is, Being Just That. This is for you, Jamie.
Yeah.
It is the Rolling Stones and Live With Me here on Curples on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Dead Red Jets. During that song, we were talking about saxophone players during the saxophone solo, as you do, and at least one of you mentioned a Bobby Keys story as well. Did you want to tell that?
Yeah, I can do, yeah. Bobby Keys, this is in Keith Richards' book. So they go on tour and he gets his paycheck for the whole tour and he goes, right, phones up room service, can you fill my bath up with champagne? So he filled his bath with champagne.
Probably very expensive.
Filled his bath with champagne. That was his money done for the whole, 18-month tour.
Listeners,
that one go.
Listeners, if you ever feel that you're not very good at adulting, rest assured, you're a lot better than that.
Yeah. Or Keith. Yeah. So we were talking about the sax player because we may have a sax player joining the band. So it'd be quite exciting to get a different element. Yeah, different element to the sound.
Yeah, and that track kind of alludes to that, I think. Maybe that's what Jamie was thinking.
Yeah.
So nice one, Jamie.
Yeah, well done, Jamie.
Indeed. And what releases do you have available at the moment?
So we have the album, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Voodoo Grooves, and it's 10 songs of our latest material. And if you come and see us, we'll be playing every song.
Yeah, just the album start to finish, yeah.
It's not long, about 26 minutes.
Yeah. So. 17, no, it's 10 songs, yeah, 26 minutes, yeah.
So, yeah, don't hang around.
Short and sweet.
No, we do, when we play live, we do bang it out.
Yeah.
And, we get compared to the Jam quite a lot when we play live because it's very, in your face. Yeah.
Not sound-wise.
We don't sound like them, but we get compared looking like, yeah.
Fair enough. And where can people get their hands on the album?
So it's on Spotify to stream. And is it on Bandcamp?
Not yet.
No, I think it's only on Spotify at the moment. We were going to do an album launch party and get CDs done and all that. But Ray got knocked off his bike and fractured his collarbone and 5 ribs. So that's kind of been put on hold. And he's just literally come back to playing again.
I'm okay now. Listeners, I'm all right now.
Must admit, your drum playing is does not suggest that you've had several broken ribs.
Thank you. It was 6 weeks ago now, so... Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's good.
Yeah, we did look into doing a vinyl release, but we just haven't got the money for it just yet.
Righto. Well, lots to look forward to in the future then.
Yeah,
excellent.
Definitely.
Now, I think you have one more track for us in the studio.
Yep.
And what's that going to be?
This should be Brand New Cadillac.
Brand New Cadillac. And have you got a Brand New Cadillac for it?
Oh, God, we wish.
Got a toy one.
Yeah.
Take it away, Dead Red Jets here on Curples on Phoenix FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
to say, for two instruments, you certainly knew how to make that ending a big one.
we milked that like you wouldn't believe.
They did listen, so like, the song's about to end. No, it's still going.
It's just like waiting for the nod.
Dead Red Jets here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Brand New Cadillac. So, we are running out of time. We have one more musical selection. So, well, remind us, where's the best place that people can go to find out more about Dead Red Jets?
Facebook, and it will probably be on the Spotify page as well.
And Musically YouTube.
We've got stuff on YouTube as well.
Excellent. Good stuff. Is it just all Dead Red Jets on those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, we are on to our final musical selection. It's an epic. I didn't think this band did epics. So, tell us about Bedlam by Gallon Drunk.
Ah, right. Okay, so there used to be a programme in the 90s that played music. You don't get music programmes anymore. It's called Snub TV. I don't know if anyone remembers it out there.
I remember a few music shows, but I don't think I remember that one.
Oh, well, they played the Happy Mondays and things like that when no one had heard of them. I was watching it one night, and this band came on, and literally the drummer just had a floor tom and a snare, and it was all very dark, and they were playing this song, and it just blew me away, and sort of stuck in my brain, and I think Nick Cave owes quite a lot to this band.
Here they are, blowing you all away again.